computer. Is it recording? Yes, okay. So welcome to the January 30th meeting of the use case realization call. this week we'll be talking about the M1 milestone that just passed, the cross interaction spreadsheet that we've been working on, and the some updates to the use case information. We'll take a look at the 5G page real quick, and also recap some of the work we've been doing on the platform, the platform work. So let's start off with the. I'm going to start off with give about 15 to 20 minutes to the cross interaction spreadsheet. All right. And Michaela had actually added a tab, which is really good, and we'll go over that right now. Okay, so I've contacted and reached out to a lot of people, and just to get a view of all of the main impacts of the all of the use cases in R4 in Dublin, the first few are the 5G use cases, and then all the other use cases. As we've discussed on a past couple of meetings, we said that some of these are more actual platform evolution function features, as they're called, or requirements, as they're called, instead of just use cases. So I split those off as we discussed as a group. So a lot of these things, the people who are working these expect these to impact or could impact many use cases. So across the columns here are relate to the actual projects. So I see Itay joined. So for example, you know, VID, the PTL can quickly look in across these to see if there's impact to their project. I see Dan Timoney's on the call. So for like controllers, for example, you can look and see where there's potential expected impact. And ideally the PTL can go to the wiki to see if that's well known or if there's more details there. So I've gone to every one of these pages, and this is a relatively recent view. I've actually reached out also to all of the use cases to see if they have a later view. And we can dive into some of these a little bit later on the call, but let me go over some of these the new tab here. So Michaela Beklova from Ericsson had added this tab, which is really great. So one of the next steps we want to do between M1 and M2, of course, is get an understanding of who's doing what and what companies are involved with what and what geo tickets are involved. So this spreadsheet kind of shows some of the major geo tickets that are involved and who are their epics and what companies are doing stuff. So I hope you'll find that useful. Again, this spreadsheet is available already here. I'll put it in the chat. Well, I'll put it in the chat. You can always go to the 5G use case and load it. Okay. all right. Next, I've gotten a lot of input reached out to all the teams, and have gotten a lot of input. A lot of great input from a lot of the leaders on the use cases. And as you can see, most of the table is filled out. I haven't heard from a couple of teams yet. I don't know if anybody from ID of Cloud Region or Change Management or HPA is in the call. Is there anybody? Is there anybody on the call from those use cases? Okay, so I've tried to reach out to I have reached out to all of the use cases. I just haven't heard from a few people yet. So there's a few teams that I need to hear from. Right, I'm just capturing the who's here. So just give me a second here. The attendees. Okay, let's see what. All right, here we go. All right, so that's who's here. So how to read this? If you go across one row for Zhu Shang and Michaela and myself have been spearheading the pre-onboarding and onboarding use case, for example, you see the blue means that there's, let me just zoom in on this. So blue means there's a likely interaction or there's some cross interaction. Yellow means there's possible interaction. Gray means there's no interaction. Black is just the same use case against each other. So green, I had to create a color because one of the use cases was withdrawn. The red asterisk means that there's will be continued and ongoing interaction throughout time, but not necessarily in Dublin. If there was interaction in Dublin, it'd be one of these other colors. So there's no interaction in Dublin, but there could be in the future, basically. Yellow means that there's potential interaction, but a lot more investigation may need to be done. And the red asterisk is this could turn into one of those, basically. As I did this, one of the value adds to this exercise is that, you know, when one team says something and another team says something else, that's I mark that as a red box. So. Yeah, I only came across one of those. Okay, so you can see, for example, for pre-onboarding and onboarding, there's impact to the plug and play, the bulk PM, and things that get loaded, basically. The netconf, PCI, BBS use case, and no interaction, and OSAM, and no interaction in other places. So I'll point your eyes to here, where there was... Or basically, Oscar Malm from the software upgrade use case had given me input, and then I went to the scaling team, and they gave me a different, you know, they gave me the scaling input rows, and
maybe it depends on if you include both VNF and PNF in this upgrade. Yeah, I thought it was only PNFs, so that's why.
Oh yeah, no. This is for everything. So it's both PNFs and VNFs. So I think the scaling use case team had indicated. I think there was change here, and I think Oscar, you indicated there's no change here. So
yeah, but yeah. I was only considering PNF upgrade because for PNFs you don't have scaling.
Okay, I see. So, all right. So there should be, you're thinking there should be no impact for scaling here. Yeah, that makes sense. So we should probably go back to that team. I haven't connected you two together yet, right? So there was an email. I separately reached out to the scaling team and they gave me this input, right? And then I separately reached out to you, which gave me this input. So we need to just connect the two dots together. okay. Somebody was chatting here, so I need to. Okay. Let's see. Another notable thing as I came across is filling out the spreadsheet is that when I went to the SD-RAN for 5G use case, I reached out to the team and they said this use case will be withdrawn from Dublin. By the way, the last tab here is actually the contact. So there's, if for example, if you're a PTL and you want to reach out to a particular team, I tried to note who was the main contact and who you could reach out to, and you know, there's a single primary point of contact, and then people you can CC on an email, right? So I would, all these people, I believe you can look up in the ONAP directory. and then if you're composing an email, you can just copy all of these. I try to make it pretty friendly for a CC for composing an email. Okay. Let's see. So again, I think the red dots, these will transcend Dublin. So for example, like network slicing may eventually have impacts to other components, but maybe like PCI or PM boarding, but not, but there's just mostly modeling work so for example, it's expected that network slicing may eventually have, for example, ANI and controller impact, but not in Dublin because it's just modeling work that's happening. Okay, actually the modeling should probably be blue here. All right. Okay, any basic questions there? Again, I'll make this spreadsheet available. The updated spreadsheet. I think there's been updates since Michaela last posted. But we're really close. I just need a couple of inputs from mostly these three teams, and to fill out most of the rest of the chart. An associated thing I'm working on is with the 5G use case team. So looking at the 5G use case page, I've been working with the 5G use case team, and we had a discussion at our last week's meeting. The TSC happened last week. The TSC M1 milestone happened last week, where they reviewed all of the use cases. And the discussion there was that they were concerned that some of the things were not quite finished or completed. So if you look at the M1 milestone page, you'll see that some things are like not done yet. And so there was some current concern that the 5G use cases wouldn't make it. And the problem is that everything is lumped together. and so Vimal had suggested, well, what if we try to split some things up? And that's why we started having this discussion about grouping different 5G use cases with the possibility of maybe tracking them separately at a higher level. But then as we started talking, I had put together this table in the past few days, highlighting who's working the integration, where we expect the integration to happen, what companies are interested or are doing the development, and what kind of level of commitment we have. So as we started talking about these, there's actually a high level of commitment for all of these use cases. So we were a little surprised that there was an issue in the M1 milestone, but I don't have the M1 milestone page bookmarked. But then as I went to that page and looked around, there is basically like five or six comments that says there's still some open points against the components. So that's, I think, why it raised a red flag. So what I did was I created a new table, a new section for commitments by project. And so basically you can see here a summary of where we see there's potential impact and how far along we are. So the question mark here really means that there is impact. We do expect interaction against that component. You'll see, for example, I see Jimmy's on the call. So for example, in ANEI, there is impact for plug and play and Dan Timoney was on the call, you see like there's impact for the controllers against like the net convo of PCI plug and play.
Ben, it actually might be helpful to have separate columns for SDNC and APC.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think the OOF is more of an APC thing.
Okay, sure.
I know that's controversial because I know there's talk of combining those, but right now they aren't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll do that later.
Great, thanks.
All right, so the idea is that, you know, if you're a PTL, you can quickly scan, at least for the 5G use cases, where they are. Now, again, a yes here, well, let me go over the thing here. So an NA means there's just simply no interaction. We don't expect any kind of dependency or interaction for that component. Question mark meaning that the PTL hasn't been fully engaged yet, or there's no JIRA ticket exists yet. So to get to a yes, you've talked to the PTL, they've agreed to that they're aware that things are happening and they've committed to it, and that there's actually development support for it and a JIRA ticket exists. So the yes really is the final stage of we're well on our way to M2, right? So that everything is understood and all the ducks are in a row and all the I's are dotted and T's crossed. So
just a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have the modeling in the end of the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those yes here is how to understand this. Because the modeling has been changed, there's an impact to the onboarding procedure, for instance, or is there because onboarding procedure, we need to change out in the modeling. How to understand this yes?
So this would mean that we've engaged. The main thing is we've engaged the modeling team and that we understand what we need to do. And hopefully, you know, we would want a JIRA ticket in place for that, right? So if for specifically for that, we can jump to the pre-onboarding page real quick. So we have the development status and we should see modeling. So this is the point where we're talking about modeling the PNFD to the platform model, right? So I think there's a couple of things related to that.
Right now there's no JIRA ticket for that.
But you and I are involved in the modeling meetings every week. So there will be no surprise, you know, when we mention what has to happen, right? This is really meant to be that we understand what we need to do.
Okay.
Let's take a simpler one. Like for SDC, for example, you and I are on those calls every week, right? So Ophir knows exactly what we're doing. He knows all of the changes we expect to make. he's aware of all these tickets. So we've engaged that component, SDC component. Of course, every week we attend these calls, right? You and I attend these calls in Mikella. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's a yes here, right? Because we understand there's work to be done. The PTL has been notified. There's agreed that that work will be done, and there's commitment to it, and there's a JIRA tickets that exists. and that's the ideal yes, right? So, for example, I'm working the plug-and-play stuff. A lot of things do have yeses. There's tickets against them. We understand what needs to be done. And for example, I attend the ANI calls every week, so hopefully there's none of the things there are surprises. But Ite, I see, is on the call. I haven't yet engaged VID for plug and play. We can talk about that really quick.
Sorry, Benjamin. Just try to
to
see if we have the same understanding.
Okay.
When
sure.
reading this table.
Yes.
If I look at the onboarding, there's a yes in SDC. That means that in order to complete this onboarding, we are going to have some impact to SDC. That's my understanding.
Yes.
But
right.
then for modeling, it's because the modeling team has defined, has did some adjustment for this PNF modeling. Then in the onboarding procedure, we probably need to do the same adjustment. So for me, modeling is more like an input. Mm-hmm. We will not impact modeling from the onboarding. Is that correct understanding?
So modeling is kind of special, right? So ideally we should have three things in my mind, right? That the PTL is notified, so there's no surprises, right? They understand what's going to happen, and that they're aware that change is going to happen. This is going to get developed by somebody, and that there's something tracking that development, right? In my mind, these are the three things that should get a yes here, right? For modeling, maybe it's a little different because there's an evolving platform model, right? But there is a team. Mike Denghui is the lead, right? So long as he and the modeling team, and there's like three modeling calls every week, right, are aware that something is going to happen related to the PNFD. As you know, Jesse's working the PNFD. Then I think this is, and that there's support for that development to happen. I don't know if there will be JIRA tickets per se, but maybe modeling is kind of a special case, right? But I feel like we're in pretty good shape for the modeling as it related to the onboarding. Like we're on the calls every week, and there should be no surprises in that team of what needs to happen, right? I don't know if that helps, but did that help you? Did that kind of answer your question?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that's a little unclear, but I think the modeling stuff, you know, we need to just engage the modeling team week to week and make sure that the PNFD gets mapped and that what we're doing for onboarding and pre-onboarding is as an input. We're delivering the PNFD, and that can be used as input. Like you said, it's input, right? So. Yeah. So that happens. I think that's probably the main thing there. Okay. So ideally, we should probably kind of be talking about some of these question marks on this call. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
Why do you have a subset of projects? I'm wondering, some projects are missing.
Yeah, so these are the projects that were identified amongst these use cases. I can add something.
What about deployment, OOM, and post orchestration, model audit, logging? Like, these are cross use cases.
Okay. I should add OOM.
I'm thinking multi-cloud, everything to do with bringing up the system and monitoring it. Doing transaction tracing, doing auditing.
Like Panda, you mean?
Yeah. Panda and Pomba.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
POMBA, post orchestration model based.
Yeah, I know. It's
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'll be impacted, right?
Sure. All right. Any others you think I should add? All right. Now, ideally, I think, you know, probably it would probably be good if all of the use cases did this. And I'm on Ala's use case call every Monday as well, so I can bring this to her. And I've presented I presented this table, and I also presented the cross impact spreadsheet as well. Okay.
Yeah, not everybody goes to the meetings.
Right. So that's why I'm trying to capture all this stuff in the tables and stuff that people can read. Eventually, I should probably also put this in the wiki too somewhere. maybe I'll put it in the use case page and transform it into a table like this. On the use case page. Okay. So I was about to say is we should probably maybe talk about some of these question marks. I know Oscar, for example, with Software Upgrade has said, these are well understood, these question marks, but they just don't have Jira tickets yet, I think. Ita was just in contact with for Vid, for Plug and Play at least, there's I was just about to go to the Plug and Play page.
So there's I went through all the projects. There's three more. Shit, I just lost my window. CLI console and CIA. Okay. CIA is it's ARM Intel images. CIA is a sub project of integration. So if you have integration, you should be able to get those guys.
Okay. And
they're really separate. CLI, so okay. Running command line commands during whatever before and after, and then console for service registration.
Console, you said?
Yeah, console with the U. That's good.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll check across all these use cases to see if there's other impacts. I had reached out again to a lot of each of these use case team leads and the wiki pages also are pretty good too, as they identify, as you saw, for example, for the pre-onboarding, onboarding and pre-onboarding, you can see the projects that they've already identified as impacts. So if I quickly go to the plug and play page, Dan, Timony's on the call. We've talked about the controller to NF association. We talked about the, if you recall, step 37, let me go to the actual base plug and play page. We talked about the controller sending back information back to the NF and how would that be done. We said that directed graphs are supported, and Ansible playbooks can be supported, and in Dublin, they're introducing support for netconf. The one piece that was sort of in question was that SO to SDNC. Is there a BPMN or API available for that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that ever got resolved, but that's kind of what this is about. Yeah. So.
No, I mean, we never got that resolved, and I don't think we have any resources lined up to work with in Dublin. So.
Okay.
Unless Erickson would like to help, that I would appreciate the help. But.
So I have a comment on this. For NetConf, we are looking at the self-service API.
The one that's part of AppC, you mean?
So the CDS blueprint processor.
Oh, the CDS.
Okay.
Yeah, then that should be fine. That should be fine. You're working with Yuri's team on that, right?
Yeah.
Then that should be fine.
So the self-service API.
Yeah, because they have their own NetConf adapter. So
the
only thing you have to work, the only thing to keep an eye on there is, do you need NetConf over TLS?
So the idea, I think I've shown that on the SDNC meeting once. Mm-hmm. So the flow is would be from SO to the blueprint processor, and then to OpenDaylight.
Okay. Then if that's the flow that you're following, then that's fine. Because the only reason I asked is because I know that the blueprint processor also has its own NetConf adapter. But if you're not using that, if you're flowing into OpenDaylight, then yeah, you're good.
Okay. So for NetConf, there's actually support for this. So NetConf, see the NetConf wiki. Okay. Let me just see here where. A lot of pages up here. Okay, so for the NetConf wiki, let me just copy in this here. But for Ansible, the main thing isn't so much that SDNC doesn't support Ansible, it does, or Docker Graph, that's fine. It's that this API is the thing that's not in place. And so Dan, you said there's no support for this in R4. Did I get that right? And there was talk about using this generic API, right? I don't know if that can be used.
Well, I think what we're saying there is the CDS has its own API with SO, so I think that's what we're talking about using for Dublin. I think in R3, you know, in Casablanca, we weren't that far along with CDS yet. So
okay. All right. Then for the vid impacts, I see Ate is on the call with a PTL from vid. So there were these things that were carryovers from Casablanca, basically supporting a work order to support plug and play and the ANA instance creation and the vid for ANA PNF model changes, supporting the new ANA PNF model. So this is the new ANA schema change for using the PNF ID versus the PNF name as the identity. Are you aware of that, Ite?
Actually, I'm not. I looked into the proposal some time ago.
Yeah.
And, looked to me as a draft. I didn't find where the other side is the ANI is committed on that flow. And actually, I misinterpreted most of the details here. I think I need to go through with you. I'm not sure that's the form to, you know, start drilling down into the details.
Right.
I think that's also from the company commitments you're aware for some Nokia's work about it that I'm not aware. So I think we need to think and understand where we're starting here.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we can meet separately. I mean, the whole point of this call, though, is that so as I was working plug and play, for example, in R3, I found I had to continually make a whole bunch of different meetings, separate meetings and side meetings, because there were so many cross components and things to that were impacted. And so I wanted to make a meeting where PTLs could get a view of what's happening, and that when use cases impact each other, they can see what's happening, and if there are changes happening that impact multiple use cases, they can all benefit without me having to host separate meetings. So Jimmy and Kyung are both on the call, and you guys are aware, right, of the name PNF ID and PNF name as proposed from Tressla. And we have commitment to make that happen, right, Jimmy? Jimmy, the PTL of ANAI, is on the call too. So I was just on the ANAI call, and we spent only the last few minutes talking about this, but...
I'm sorry, Benjamin. I was having a hard time finding unmute. So this is around changing the identifier from PNF exactly. Name to PNF ID, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The identifier and the request location, or the way I find the PNFs.
Right, so the URI would change, right? So instead of using the PNF name on the URI, you would use PNF ID. You can still look up the PNF name, it'll be indexed, but you'll have to use it, you know, as a query parameter instead of on the URI.
Yeah, I saw that detail some time ago. So you're going to make this change while Dublin, right?
Right, yeah, the plan is to bring that in Dublin.
And my question is to Ben, I think, if he knows about any Nokia commitment to make this change, something that you're aware of, or specific people that are making it?
Yeah, so in fact, I'm meeting with Damien tomorrow, but there are people who are supposed to be working plug and play. So Marek Kukulski, Marcin, Krzysztof Kuzmicki. That should be a Z, but actually, I guess he typed his name in with a question mark. That's why it shows up like that. so there is commitment. It's seen as a high priority thing from Nokia's standpoint to make these happen. I don't think we're doing all of these changes, though. So I think, you know, when I had met with Ophir, the previous PTL, mid-PTL,
I think we had some misunderstanding here about the pushing forward that feature. Actually, Ophir is the one who pointed me out to that these details just recently.
Right.
So
maybe we need to have some email conversations or follow-up meetings, but so you see there's some bit impact and we need to figure out.
Yeah, so but we talked only about the third one. The two first one are things that also were in the same priority and
so this is basically in vid enhancements to support the support creating the instance of the declaring that PNF and ANA instance, right? And so we can work with you. I know there is commitment from there, and we and Merrick and Damien can also help out. We can start an email thread on that.
I'd be grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Oscar, did you want to talk about some of these question marks? I see the software upgrade has a whole bunch of question marks.
So the situation with upgrade is that there is no commitment actually for this use case. So at the M1, there's no commitment.
Okay. No, I should probably try to find the, bookmark it. Let me see if I can try and find Ala's, does somebody have that? They can handy it. There's a link to the M1 page. Let me see. I don't think it's off here, right?
Hey Ben, I put it on the chat. Is that
one? Okay. Yeah, I was looking for the M1 milestones page. Let me see if it's should probably have bookmarked it. Oh yeah, here we go. Thanks, David. Okay, so let me see where. So the 5G consistent ID. Okay. So here, this is also a page showing the different use cases. Oscar, you're saying the PNF software upgrade is in this here?
No, I just explained that this subcase is not committed.
Oh, okay. This subcase is not committed. Are you saying this whole use case isn't committed, or?
Yes, it's not committed for Dublin.
Okay. So this is what I was referring to earlier. I think, I noticed that like a lot of the 5G use cases are all lumped together, and that you know, they're lumping all of the SDC stuff across all the 5G cases. And let's see. And like ANEI was partially committed. Portal was partially committed. Vid was partially committed. So here, that's why I created this table, so we can get a better understanding of what we need to do here. So ETAPE, for example, you have Vid partly committed here. We have a partial committed here. But if we look here, so we're saying software upgrade isn't impacted. PNP, there's those three things there, and NetConf has some Vid impact. So that's why there's the partial commit there. I guess that makes sense. For ANEI, Jimmy, I think the only impact is the plug and play use case. Let me see. The main thing, the most important thing, I think, is the PNF ID versus the PNF name. These other things are things that were carryovers from R3, but I don't know that they're as crucial. This was the ANA 4 and 5. We were worried that you can actually use the ANA UI to just create outside of the flow of plug and play an ANA entry for the PNF. And we want to make sure that didn't break the plug and play use case. So, I don't know that that's actually an impact to ANI, it's related to ANI. So I think the main thing is this PNF ID to name, which I think you said we're committed to making that happen, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I put partial commit on most of the modeling or the ones where there are modeling changes, just to clarify that, I didn't have, on this one, I think probably we could just say that we're committed at this point, I basically put the same caveat on all of them, right? That it requires, sort of work outside of, the ANEI team to bring us the change, and then, depends on us being able to do the vetting of the schema change, depending on SE availability. And I've gotten confirmation that we will have SE availability, so I think I can probably move most of those to committed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, and Ite, I need to meet with you separately just so we discuss this more carefully. I don't think Portal PTL is on the call. So let's see. All right. Were there any other areas anybody want to talk about? I'm sorry, I'm kind of focused on the 5G stuff because that's my, I'm doing a lot of that. So let's see, PRH is what we just talked about actually. So, and then I see that actually there's a couple other major use cases here too. Let's see. Okay, anybody? So Oscar, does that mean I should decommit? I should mark decommitted the software upgrade use case?
Yeah, if you want to use another color to indicate that, yeah. I guess you should.
I've been using this color to indicate that it's something is decommitted. Right. I'll preserve some of the interaction when it comes back in El Alto. Right. Okay. Let me see what other PTLs are on the call. So I think those are all the major PTLs on the call. We've discussed most of the major topics for SDNC. Dan, let me see if there's other. So NetConf and SDNC. Oscar, is that well understood? I guess there's is there anything you want to discuss with Dan while he's on the call?
Yeah, I hope it's well understood. There has been Jira tickets created since before, and we agreed that we're committing to them in Dublin.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think we understand.
And let's see, sorry, I'm jumping around a little bit. OF and PCI, Shankar is in on the call. We just talked about the PNP plug and play use case for controller. Let me see.
The OF PCI one, I mean, Shankar can probably check me on that, but I think that impacts APC more than SDNC.
Okay.
That was why I suggested separate.
Gotcha. All right. So let me split that off
here. If I'm wrong, have them let me know.
Yeah.
But that's the flow I've seen is the APC.
Screen. Okay. And Oscar, your interact is with SDNC, not APC, is that right?
Yeah, our commitment at the moment is for SDNC.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So for software upgrade, it's getting decommitted, so plug and play. Well, plug and play is definitely with SDNC, not APC. So Dan, do we need work here? Did I understand correctly that this API that we have there is sufficient for our needs in Dublin? Is there new work that needs to be done?
I think that work is included as part of the CDS work.
Okay. So no new development needs to be done.
Well, I mean, other than what's already planned as part of the CDS program.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying is we're just reusing all the work already in the CDS. Is there any kind of Jira ticket I can reference for that? Is that all under one thing or is it?
Let me try to get back to you on that. There's a whole bunch of Jira tickets for the CDS work. I'm not sure if there's one or more that directly relate to this. So.
Okay. I'll just link them just so for reference sake. I mean, if people want to look them up. So if you can just send me an email, that would be great.
Sure.
I'll update the page with that. Okay, so I can mark a yes here, I think, yeah, for this.
Um,
All right. I see David is here from the BBS use case. David, let me jump to that. Is there anything for BBS you'd like to discuss? Is there any open points? We have a number of PTLs on the call. If
you mentioned you discussed about PRH before. Mm-hmm. Because I joined in the middle of the call. I was in SO call before, just discussing with Seshu.
Yeah, so I just went over this spreadsheet of the cross interactions. I had gotten input, you know, from the BBS team about their interactions. So, you know, the plug and play affects the re-registration use case, story and pre-onboarding are the main interactions, right? For the PRH, we've had a lot of discussions with Damien. If I jump to the to the plug and play page here, do I already have it up? Nope. So let me just go to the plug and play real quick. So I'll just go over this really quick for people who haven't. We're almost out of time. So I'll just point people to what's happening is we're introducing for the BBS use case the plug and play re-registration use case, Epic, which is basically a use case to handle the flow for when a PNF gets rehomed from one point to another, disconnected, reconnected, or physical relocation. And that may mean that it changes, the service needs to be updated for those cases. So I added this story within the plug and play use case, which handles the re-registration of a PNF that already exists in ANEI. So there's already an ANEI entry for this. And the PNF registration handler, which handles the initial registration of that PNF, the idea is that it can look and see that there's already a full ANA entry for this PNF, so that it sends a PNF update message to DMAP, and there would be a new microservice that could interact with SO or policy, which would basically modify and update the service. So there would be a new service API that called from policy to SO to update through a BPMN recipe at the service. So actually there's SO impact, isn't there, for this? Let me see. Yeah. Right. So SO and the ANEI and DCAE and CLAMP. We do have Jimmy on the call. For David, for ANEI, I think that the discussion with Kyung Lim last time was how would we track, the BBS use case needs this additional information field to be somewhere so that it can detect this actual move, a physical move, right? And one thought was to put it into ANEI, but we thought that's probably not a great place because it's just not really necessarily, that's not really necessarily something that is an inventory type thing, but rather we wanted a runtime, it's a runtime piece of information. And I had Shankar on the call who described the platform development of the of a persistent data. So he gave a presentation related to, if you recall from last time, persistent data, an evolution on the platform for data persistency, right? And we talked about that last time.
Yes, but we got the recommendation of maybe keeping that information in ANAI for the moment because it would be difficult to correlate.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Ben, this is Tim. I think what we're trying to say is that, you know, we've got to be careful, and we're getting that with some of the other pieces. Mm-hmm. We can't rely too much on what's supposed to be there in Dublin because we need stuff earlier than the stuff that's going to be there for Dublin. So we've got to really kind of rely on what's in Casablanca and use what's in Dublin that we need new, right? So in this case, what we probably do is we'd like to see in addition to AAI for this, and then if we need to move it off into a once the Mariah DB stuff is set, then we can move it off into like El Alto. We can do something different.
I see. Okay. So did you document that in the BBS use case page or?
Not yet. No. That's a conversation at 6 tonight, right? I think, David, that's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah, right.
I see. Okay. Well, Jimmy from NAA is on the call and so is Kyung. You probably want to engage them as well so they're aware that we want to do that. And the problem I have with it is the field that we're doing that is additional information. So you probably want to call that something more meaningful in NAI that could apply to the concept of re-registration and something that's just more generic, maybe, whatever you want to call that, something more meaningful than additional information, right?
Right. So it's really just some opaque information that, and we talked about that, I think, before, is that the metadata or whatever, and that's the thing that we got to sort out, right? The actual what the name is and then how it's structured, and that's something that we still have to sort out yet. But
right, so that would be another schema to the ANAI fields. So these are the ANAI fields right now that are used to support a PNF, and basically we're suggesting to add another field, which would be something like registration metadata or something.
Right.
We have to come up with some meaningful name.
And that's what we need to talk to Damien about. Okay.
You probably want to include Kyung and Jimmy as well. All right. So we've hit the top of the hour. are there any last thoughts from anybody on what we've reviewed today? The spreadsheets, cross interaction we talked about. We talked about the M1 milestone stuff.
That's good. The spreadsheet's embedded in the page, right?
Yeah. I'll upload
the
US version, but it's on the page. Yeah.
Thanks. That's good.
Great. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Let me stop the recording.